when is the best time to get involved in real estate investing? It's like, when is the best time to plant a tree? The best time was 20 years ago, but the second best time is right now. So think about that. Don't think about it too long. Go out and do it. Greetings, wealthy women, and welcome back to another episode of Women Creating Wealth. Today is a great episode to tune into if you're a beginner or if you're just like thinking about becoming a real estate investor, not really sure what to do. We're going to talk about 8 investment strategies that are perfect for beginners. And then I'm going to go and do the next, I'm going to do 8 episodes after this that are going to go into more detail in each of these 8 investment strategies. So strap in. And then in between there, we're going to have a few special guests. So here are the 8 real estate investment strategies that are perfect for beginners. One is wholesaling. So when you wholesale, what that means is that you are, you know, like if you're wholesaling coffee, you're going to talk to the coffee grower and you're going to talk to the grocery store, and the grocery store is then going to resell that coffee to somebody else. And it's exactly how it works with real estate. With real estate wholesale, you go out there, you're the one pounding the pavement. You're the one that's doing the hard work of knocking on the doors and finding people who are willing to sell their homes at a discount because they don't want to go through the process of actually putting it on MLS and having people do the open house. And this often happens with properties that are distressed. So while you're driving around doing your thing, and the thing about wholesaling is you don't need any money to get started because you're not actually going to own the property. You're going to just be that middle person who's going to find the seller and then find the buyer, put those two people together. And at the closing, you just, you know, you're just the one handing the pen from one person to another. So as a middleman, what your middle person, as a middle woman, as a middle woman, you are connecting sellers with undervalued properties and connecting those sellers with potential buyers. You actually secure the property at a discount. So you've got to have some skill here. You've got to understand how much you should offer, knowing that you are then going to have to sell it for more than that in order to make that difference. And again, you're selling it at the closing table. You're not actually holding the property for any length of time. So you're going to get that property under agreement at a discount compared to market rate. And then you're going to, what they call, assign that contract. You're going to assign the contract to the person who's actually going to buy it, and you're going to earn profits on the difference between whatever you're able to get it under contract and whatever you're able to get it under contract with the seller and whatever you're able to get it under contract with for the buyer. So normally the minimum of this, and of course, the buyer knows, because you're all going to be at the closing table together, is going to know how much of a difference they're paying. They're going to know how much they're paying you for the work of finding this property. And normally it's around $10,000. If you do a great job, then you might get more. I mean, you're basically going to say to the buyer, what's this worth to you? And they're going to tell you. And if it's more than what you paid for it, or you're, you know, what you have it under contract for, then you're in good shape. So that's wholesale. Again, wholesaling, we're going to talk more about next week. The next type is prehabbing, right? So that you've heard of rehab. There are things called like prehabbing. And basically what you're doing is it's a flip with a very minimal amount of renovation. So you're going to do some minor cosmetic things. You're going to do some fresh paint, going to do some beautiful landscaping, just do things that are really eye-catching, and things are going to get people's attention. And that is, so the point of prehabbing is normally that you're then going to, you do own the property. You're doing some things to freshen it up, to get it to look good, but you're probably then going to turn around and sell it to an investor or somebody who's going to do a full or a more complete rehab on the property. So maybe you're going through and freshening up the house, but someone else is going to come in and rip the kitchen out and put in something new, something like that. So that's where a prehab is a much lighter thing that you have to do compared to a full rehab, much less expensive, takes much less time. The other thing you can do, which is still real estate investing, you're still subject to the volatilities of the real estate market. You're still in real estate, but it's called a REIT. So the REIT is called is a real estate investment trust. And when you invest in that, you don't have to actually do anything. You're investing in a fund, just like you would if you were in an ETF or a mutual fund. It's like that same concept. You've got a company that owns multiple properties. Normally they're like big commercial properties, although there are REITs that just do land. For example, there's one lease, I'm trying to think of the name of their company, but their ticker is NNN. And I've actually heard presentations from them, which is why I talk about it. I'm not suggesting you invest in them, but they own the land that big box stores like Home Depot build their buildings on. So it's kind of an interesting little niche that they have. So look into, if this is something that appeals to you, REIT investing, you can do that from your IRA, your 401k, and you are never going to be involved in any of the management. You're just going to get some sort of profit margin. And normally those kinds of stocks pay dividends on a regular basis. If you sell it, they might go up a little bit as well. So if you think that might be something that, you know, that's the total hands-off approach, but it's actually a good, if you start to read their documents and stuff, it's a good way to learn about real estate investing. There are, you can also get involved in you can also invest with other people on these online real estate platforms. So basically what you have there is you've got a platform that's already put together that connects investors and real estate developers. Now, in this scenario, you're going to want to do a lot of your own due diligence to make sure that you're choosing a real estate developer who has a good track record, who is known to other people on the platform, et cetera. But you can basically contribute to one of their projects, and then they'll give you monthly or quarterly repayments with interest. They might just pay interest until the project is finished and then give you a lump sum. You can work that out with them, but that's how that works. So that's number four. Number five, you can buy a rental property. So a rental property can be an easy way, especially if you're doing a smaller, like 2 to 4 units. I suggest at least 3 to 4 units if you want to really make a profit. But that all depends, of course, on your area and stuff. So if you are thinking, okay, you buy a rental property that's already done, it doesn't need any rehab, it already has tenants in there, and it's already generating a positive cash flow. And then you just buy that and you can manage it yourself if you want, or you can just put a property manager in place. Sometimes there's already a property manager in place, so all you're doing is putting it in your name. And that gives you an opportunity to really figure out, like, tracking the expenses, understanding what's going on the day-to-day basis, things like that. So buying a rental property, especially one that's already got a steady stream of income happening, that's another great way. And you can find people who are retiring, who want to get out of the business, or people who just want to sell one property to buy something different. That happens sometimes when things are at the end of their depreciation cycle. The investor would want to sell that property and start with a new property that they can get a new depreciation cycle going. Another way, so this is number six, is real estate syndication. So syndication is sort of like a crowdfunded approach to buying property. So, and actually you've seen on this show, we've had some real estate syndicators on here, and they will buy a number of what they call doors, a number of units, a number of buildings. And then you are just going to jump in with them and pool your research, your resources, pool your, the group, sorry, India. So the group pools its resources and its expertise. So you might be the one with the money. Someone else might be the one with the expertise. You are getting together with other investors and you're acquiring and managing larger properties that you probably wouldn't be able to do on your own. And then you share the profits in proportion to your financial investment. Now, number seven, we're getting into things that are a little bit more tricky here, and that is house flipping. So buy it, fix it, flip it. Flipping a house means you're going to purchase a home, you own it, you're going to go in there. So a home, an apartment building, whatever it may be. You're going to go in there, you're going to fix it all up, make it beautiful, and then you're going to sell it at a profit. Now, there are a lot of things to think about when you're flipping. One of the big things that people forget is that you have to pay taxes on that money, and that's short-term gain. And the other thing is that you need to be in and out fast. So you're not going to go in there and say, oh, I'm going to make this look like my dream home. You're going to get in there and say, okay, boom, I'm fixing this baby up, boom, 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 and now I'm ready to go. And within 3 months, you should be in and out in 3 months or less, because that way you're going to be less subject to market fluctuations. So within 3 months, you're ready to put it on the market, you sell it, and then boom, you go on to the next one. Now, things like, if you're familiar with the 1031 exchange, that doesn't work for house flipping. You're going to have to take that money that you earn, pay taxes on that profit, and then you can go on to the next one. So factor that in when you're considering whether a property would be a good candidate for a flip. And the eighth of our eight great strategies for new investors is to be part of a real estate investment group. So a real estate investment group is sort of similar to a REIT, except for a REIT, I can buy that from my Vanguard account, right? And a real estate investment group is more of it's a smaller sort of thing. So you're going to need to get involved with that directly with the group. And you can learn more about that in episode 8. Where we talk a lot about real estate investment groups. Thanks for tuning into today's episode of Women Creating Wealth. I hope these 8 tips have given you some ideas of ways that you could get started in real estate investing, because when is the best time to get involved in real estate investing? It's like, when is the best time to plant a tree? The best time was 20 years ago, but the second best time is right now. So think about that. Don't think about it too long. Go out and do it. Have a wonderful day.